This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 o'clock hour here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys with Sean and RJ. Choppy clapping because we're seeing some Whataburger being delivered in the next room.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that is absolutely the reason.
How you going to eat it in front of us right there through the window, man?
Joe just sensually eating that delicious Whataburger.
That's torture, Joe. Tony Casillas is set to join us. He was invited by Brian Schottenheimer to Cowboys Legends Day along with Rocket Ismail. You had Drew Pearson, and you had Michael Irvin, who on his podcast talked about Shotty's respect for Cowboys history.
Coach comes in, and he says, all right. Guys are here on a good day. I want to introduce all the legends and introduce everybody. And he said to the players, this is what we're a part of. This is what they built. This very building we are in, they built. He said, I want you guys to spend as much time around them to get whatever you can from them so we can hold up and honor and do what they've done. I was like, okay, that's a good start because he's connecting. Remember, you're not going to do great things without that connectivity all the way around, all the way around. Everybody in the building has to be connected. And everybody in the building has to know the importance of what we are doing to build a championship.
Tony Casillas was also there, and friend of the show is back on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, brother. How you been?
I'm doing good, Bobby. How you doing?
Oh, yeah, that's it. The Bobby and Everyone show. Tony. Sean and RJ, not about it.
All right, Tony, well, thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, I'm sorry, but RJ, I have to refer to Bobby because for some reason RJ never reaches out to me, so... Sorry about that, man. It's not a good way to start, but it's going to get better.
I'm a little bit jealous. You have a hole in one, and I don't. And that's why. That video still pops up every now and then on my feed. And very, very bitter. Very bitter about that one, but it's good to hear your voice. The greatest number 92.
Hey, it's great to be with you guys.
The greatest number 92 in college football.
Tony, what was it like out there with Brian Schottenheimer and Legends Day?
You know what? It was, I think the word for this going into season would be culture, because I think that you've heard a lot of people talk about it. And I got to tell you, I was blown away. To me, he just seems very magnetic. He reminds me somewhat of a Pete Carroll, Matt LaFleur, kind of a hybrid, but I mean, Coach Schottenheimer is excited. He's got this vibe when you walk into a room. We had a chance to spend a lot of time with the players and their team meetings, individual meetings, and you could just tell this was authentic. This was energy of a guy that's obviously come from a football family, Marty Schottenheimer, legendary coach with the Cleveland Browns and the Kansas City Chiefs. So I was just surprised at how you just seemed like there was a focus in that room, and I think that you really kind of you try to judge people as far as, you know, what they're trying to accomplish and, you know, kind of filling your way out and see what the environment is. And you know, all those players are locked in. And I think that that's something this team is really going to show up this year, because I think everyone saw that, from the Randy Whites to the Bob Lillies to the Thomas Hollywood Hendersons to the Michael Irvins. You know, that was the narrative, is that this guy is really, really injecting a lot of energy, a lot of positive vibe, and more importantly, culture, because that's something that you have to find. You know, all bunch of guys believe in the same thing. And really, that's, I would say, totally different than the Mike McCarthy era. And that's kind of what I heard. And I was really surprised when I heard that, because I thought Mike McCarthy, you look at him on the sideline, seems like this player's coach. But it's totally different than what Mike McCarthy had when he was on his coaching staff. And that's what I've heard. And you could see it and sense it in that building.
Tony, did all the previous regimes welcome you guys in like this, or was this something kind of new?
Well, Sean, that's a great question, because I think that that's really – I think that that was Coach Schottenheimer's. I think he really wanted to instill, like, what was the – you know, what – first of all, if you walk – you guys walk in the Star, obviously, and you're just blown away by the facilities. And so what came before – these guys on the team now, and I think that he really wanted to see players connect with that different eras, and really just understand this is what it's about. These guys before you, they won championships, and this is where we want to be, and we want to include those guys. And I think that's very important. It made us feel really at home. It felt like that family coming back, and that family reunion. You know, these guys weren't even born when we were playing, and so they're very young. But, you know, I think that they were very respectful, and I think that for older players, and you go back, it's just being remembered and being part of what they're trying to accomplish, and I think that that's, you know, that's very important. And I thought the best thing about it is they're very attentive to what, you know, what I think one of the greatest questions, we were able to stand up, and Coach Schottenheimer wanted to, you know, give our take on what advice would you give ourselves at their age. And we all, you know, went around the table, and you guys got up, and we talked about communication. We talked about work ethic, like staying together, not just in that building, but out of the building. And that's very important. So I think that we were felt really, it was a great feeling to be back in that type of team environment. And it just seemed to us that it was very authentic. And he wanted us there. He wanted us to see, hey, guys, this is what you're trying to go after, what these guys have done before you, because that's always the precedent. It's a narrative, you know, for a lot of teams. And I think that he's really trying to make that well known this year.
Tony Casillas joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Tony, you mentioned, you know, how culture is going to be a big part of this. That was one part that we heard Michael Irvin talk about the other day on his podcast, but the other thing he kept underlining over and over again was just competitiveness and a competitive atmosphere. Did you feel that? Did you get that same sense while you were out there that, hey, this stuff that people may think a ping pong table is a distraction, or, oh, you're not focusing on work. Did you look at it like Michael did and say, no, this is just a very competitive environment consistently throughout the day?
Well, I can say that honestly, I don't think it's been like this. And you know, Michael saw it just like everyone else, and myself, is that I noticed the tempo, the energy, the enthusiasm from moving throughout meetings and through, you know, through the walkthrough, through the team drills on the field, individual drill. These guys are working, and there's a tempo, there's an energy that, you know, from this moving and you know, flowing really fast, and this sense of urgency. Let's get out here and work, and we're always going to be have this high tempo. And I think once you instill that, and granted, it's OTAs, so I totally understand that. But that's where it starts. It starts now, because obviously the game has changed so much. It's more of a mental game now, as far as, you know, what the NFL allows you to do as far as hitting. So
this podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I sense that right away, and it's a great question because I think that that's really encouraging because you see a lot of teams that don't have that urgency. And I think it comes from Brian Schottenheimer. His philosophy is, look, we're going to go fast, 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 tempo, tempo, tempo. Focus, 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 and that's going to be our narrative going into the season. So I'm just like Michael and everyone else. I was blown away of the detail and the individual drill and the sense of urgency of work and a technique and really just understanding. And it's the mental aspect of it because all these guys are physically, they can play in the NFL. It's like, what are they going to do to really get to the mental aptitude of it? And I really thought that that really stuck out. And Michael, as you mentioned on this podcast, it's pretty evident that that's going on now.
Tony, can you tell if a coach is a good coach based just off of practices, or do you need to see the game for that?
Well, I think obviously the end result, RJ, but, you know, you can tell if someone – and I think we've all been around people where it's like this false enthusiasm, this false authenticity. And I think when Brian, you know, when Coach Schottenheimer, when you watch him work with people, I think that shows up. And, you know, like you walk in a room, you say, hey, this guy's for real. Like he makes you feel like, you know, that you're important, that he cares about you and your players. And, you know, it's a business. But I think that that's how you have to be able to communicate with players and really just understanding, you know, what that franchise is all about. I think everyone's tired of hearing what hasn't happened in the last 30 years. We don't even need to talk about that anymore. We want to start our own narrative and see what we can accomplish. And I think that we'll find out. But certainly the difference between Mike McCarthy and Brian Schottenheimer has shown up. I mean, from everyone that's involved in that organization, of what they have said about what Brian Schottenheimer, it's just like this new spark of energy. And I'm thinking, well, that's one of the most important things is to have this energy, to have this really have a positive environment. And I think that he exudes that. And so we'll find out. But I think that that's very, very evident. It's very obvious that that's what he's trying to do. And it's not something he's trying to, you have to force him to do. I think it's something that comes with the way he communicates with people and what he, you know, what his goals are as a coach and as players. And, you know, I think that that's what that's what people respond to. And I think they'll hopefully respond to that as they go into training camp and obviously this season coming up.
The Super Bowl champ, Tony Casillas, here on the home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Did you notice any player performances, or was there anyone you were trying to keep a particular eye out for out there?
Well, let me tell you something. Solomon Thomas, that kid, he's the real deal. And there's a lot of guys, from Sam Williams to Mozzie. I think, Mozzie Smith is trying to really focus on his technique. And I think that, you know, with the defensive line coach has done a tremendous job with working with these guys. But I think Solomon Thomas, he was a San Francisco with the Jets, and then with San Francisco, and then with the Jets, and then came here. But inside, guys, this guy is a leader. He's the real deal, and you can just see that his presence in the meeting rooms. He's shredded. And I think you need to watch out for him. He's going to be a great three tech technique in this particular defense. As far as overall in the defensive line room, I think that there's a lot of guys that they're going to have to make some decisions, obviously. But I really like the way that their work ethic was, and their technique, watching film and the technique of that. I don't want to get into X's and O's, but I think the guy that stood out that I watched for 6 or 7 years in the NFL is Solomon Thomas. I think he's got a good chance to be a great leader on this defense, especially his defensive line. And he's the guy that you really want to mentor. He's smart. He's a great player. And more important, he's a leader. And to me, I was like really, really blown away by that skill set that he has.
Did you participate in the free throw contest?
No, but that was funny. It was great. So it's awesome when you go into the team meeting room and they're playing music and they got the basketball goal and the team meeting at the front. And so that was pretty cool because I think that creates a lot of team unity and a lot of competition. You know, at the end of the day, you got to try to be loose, but whenever it's time to go out and play, that's another story. But I just like that. I think it was Brady James. So he had two guys. It was Brady James and I believe it was Joe Looney. And I think Brady hit one free throw. And then, Brady had no idea. It was the legends, two legends versus each other. But I thought that was pretty cool to be able to, watch and guys going into competition. It's just something that you have to really just kind of keep it real. And I thought that was pretty cool to watch him compete. And I think he made one free throw. So, but I don't think he had much practice. But that was, that's just part of the stuff they're doing out there. But it's a great environment. And I was just, again, just the, to be able to build those type of those culturized and bring those guys together and just any competitiveness, because we're all competitive. I mean, we compete in everything. And so it's just another indication of what the environment's like.
What was the big side game that y'all had back in the day, and who was the king of it?
Well, I didn't really participate. I think we played ping pong, but dominoes. I think dominoes was the best. That's the thing also. Old guys, we just talk about Valley Ranch, and I don't think you guys have ever been to Valley Ranch.
Oh yeah,
Been so long ago. You guys have been out there, so you can see the difference between the two facilities. But I think it was dominoes. I think it was Emmett was probably the one that usually won the most, or he talked a lot of smack about it. I don't know if he won or. Because everyone always talks about how much you win. It's like someone goes to a casino and they'll send a picture of them hitting a jackpot, but they don't ever send you what they lost. But I think Emmett and Michael, and I think Charles Haley, those cats play. But I think it was more on the road trips when we did the card game. That's when the pots got pretty big.
Great to have you back on the Bobby Belt Show. Thank you, brother.
That's right.
And we appreciate the time. We'll do it again.
Wait. I did not do that on purpose, Sean. You guys are the greats. And I appreciate you guys having me on anytime. You guys take care.
You're the man, brother. We love you. The great Tony Casillas on the Home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. It's time for PP in the morning. Are you in danger of sleep divorce? And Peyton says short men will soon be extinct from the earth. PP in the morning after this.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.